With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study: Ascendant, Rohini Nakshatra. The Hera's Taurus ascendant, placed in the Rohini Nakshatra, immediately conveys a presence that is poised, grounded, and emotionally magnetic. Taurus, ruled by Venus, gives her a steady, sensual, and aesthetically inclined core. She is likely someone who values comfort, loyalty, and stability, preferring quality over speed and peace over chaos. There is a patient determination about her, paired with a love of rhythm, whether through music, ritual, or the dependable cadence of a well-built routine. Yet, what gives this ascendant its captivating elegance is Rohini, one of the most alluring and fertile nakshatras, ruled by the moon. Rohini brings beauty, creativity, and emotional richness, wrapped in a softness that is both nurturing and quietly self-assured. It also carries strong themes of manifestation, the ability to make things real, to take dreams and ideas and give them tangible form. This combination activates the creator archetype in its most expressive, grounded form. The Hera doesn't just imagine beauty, she builds it. Whether through relationships, artistic ventures, caregiving, or her presence in others' lives, she brings forth comfort, safety, and a deeply felt emotional atmosphere. She's likely someone who can nurture people or projects from idea to embodiment simply by showing up with consistency, grace, and care. Psychologically, this ascendant reflects a woman who is emotionally attuned but not easily swayed. She has strong values, a finely tuned sense of beauty, and a desire to preserve what she builds. Rohini gives her a charm that is natural rather than strategic. People are drawn to her warmth, her voice, her aesthetic, her serenity. And yet, this same sweetness can mask a fierce inner strength. She doesn't move quickly, but once she commits, she is unshakable. The shadow side of this blend can emerge through over-attachment, clinging to people, patterns, or comfort zones long after they've served their purpose. Rohini's emotional depth can lead to possessiveness or emotional inertia if not consciously managed. And Taurus's fixed nature can resist necessary change, choosing what is familiar over what is true. But when harmonized, the Hera becomes a grounding force in every space she inhabits. Through the Creator, she teaches the value of patience, the power of consistency, and the magic of slow, conscious creation. Her presence isn't loud, but it's lasting. And in a world that moves too fast, she becomes the still, fertile ground where real beauty takes root. First house, identity, presence, and the magnetic force of becoming Rahu and Jupiter in Rohini and Mrigashira nakshatras, Taurus the Hera's first house, which governs physical presence, self-concept, and the lens through which she engages with life, is powerfully energized by Rahu and Jupiter, placed in Rohini and Mrigashira nakshatras, both within Taurus. This is a rare and richly layered configuration. The first house is not just the body, it is the field through which all planetary energies express themselves. With these two planets here, the Hera's very being radiates curiosity, ambition, and soul-deep magnetism. Rahu in Rohini, ruled by the moon, lends a mesmerizing, almost hypnotic quality to her presence. Rohini is associated with creation, beauty, fertility, and manifestation, but Rahu brings an edge of desire, expansion, and intensity. The Hera's identity is never static. She is someone others might find impossible to ignore. Not because she tries to stand out, but because there is something potent and unspoken about her aura. She may feel a constant hunger to evolve, refine, and assert her individuality, yet still remain anchored in her values and aesthetics. Jupiter in Mrigashira, a Mars-ruled nakshatra, brings a questing mind, intellectual flexibility, and a lifelong thirst for learning into the identity field. Mrigashira is the seeker, curious, gentle, alert, and always scanning the horizon for meaning. Jupiter here suggests that Tahera is someone who expands her self-concept through questioning, teaching, and philosophical exploration. She might appear reserved at first glance, but beneath that is a restless mind and a quietly determined spirit that wants to understand and grow. Together, this Rahu-Jupiter pairing activates the visionary maverick archetype. Tahera is someone whose identity is not easily defined. She's both sensual and cerebral, charming and penetrating, stabilizing and questioning. She may be drawn toward personal development, beauty rituals, spiritual practices, or intellectual pursuits that help her clarify not just who she is, but who she's becoming. Her body is not just a form, it's a vessel for evolution. Psychologically, this blend can feel intense. Rahu in the first can cause inner pressure to be more, to be seen, or to stand apart, while Jupiter offers wisdom and perspective. But sometimes too much thinking can lead to paralysis or self-doubt. Tahera may wrestle with questions like, am I doing enough? Am I embodying what I know? Do others see me for who I really am? There's also a karmic thread. Rahu Jupiter in Taurus wants to create a life of meaning and abundance, but it must be earned through maturity. Over time, Tahera will likely move from externally driven identity seeking to a more settled, integrated presence, one that shines not through projection, but through depth. When balanced, this first house becomes magnetic. Through the visionary maverick lens, Tahera's presence invites transformation, not by force, but by resonance. She inspires others to grow simply by walking her own path. And in doing so, she becomes a reflection not of perfection, but of potential, gracefully lived. Fifth house, creativity, inner spark, and emotional expression. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, Virgo Tahera's fifth house, the domain of creative self-expression, romance, inner joy, and the intuitive genius of the soul, is graced by the moon placed in Chitra Nakshatra within Virgo. This is a unique fusion of emotion and aesthetics, intellect and beauty. The moon governs our emotional rhythms, memory, and subconscious desires. And in the fifth house, it reveals how we feel alive, how we love, and how we bring soul into form. Chitra, ruled by Mars, is the architect of refinement. It holds the energy of the divine artisan, the one who builds form with elegance and passion. In Virgo, this nakshatra sharpens the moon's emotional lens through precision, discernment, and a need to improve. Tahera's emotional world is richly creative, but quietly held. She likely expresses her feelings not in bursts, but through refined gestures, through poetry rather than drama, through symbolic beauty rather than overt confession. Her creativity is thoughtful, graceful, and polished, even when it's emotionally intense beneath the surface. This placement awakens the creator-arbitrator archetypal blend. Tahera doesn't create for attention, she creates for alignment. She may feel most fulfilled when crafting something of elegance and purpose, whether that's a piece of writing, a ritual, a relationship dynamic, or a carefully chosen word. The emotional spark of this house is filtered through a Virgoan lens of care, accuracy, and subtle sophistication. Her joy is tied to doing things well and beautifully. Psychologically, the moon in Virgo often reflects someone who loves deeply but expresses love through service rather than sentiment. Tahera might nurture others through acts of precision, editing a friend's resume, cooking a perfectly spiced meal, or quietly remembering details others miss. In romance, she may appear reserved at first, but underneath is someone who wants to build emotional trust through consistent effort and thoughtful presence. Yet, there's also a vulnerability here, a tendency toward emotional perfectionism. Tahera may feel that her love, her art, or her joy must be good enough before it can be shared. She might overthink creative impulses or hesitate to express romantic feelings unless they feel refined. This can lead to withholding, self-correction, or quiet self-doubt, especially if others don't recognize the emotional labor behind her quiet gestures. The key to integration lies in allowing imperfection. Virgo wants to polish, but the moon needs to feel. Tahera's growth comes when she lets her creativity be messy, her affection be spontaneous, and her joy be unstructured from time to time. When harmonized, this placement becomes a luminous force. Through the creator-arbitrator archetype, Tahira channels emotion into elegant, meaningful form. She is the quiet artist of the heart, the one who shapes love and beauty not through grand displays, but through grace, clarity, and inner intention. And in her presence, others feel not overwhelmed, but moved, gently and lastingly. Seventh house, intimacy, reflection, and karmic partnership. Ketu in Anuradha Nakshatra, Scorpio. In Tahira's chart, the seventh house, which governs committed relationships, one-to-one dynamics, and the mirror through which we see parts of ourselves, is occupied by Ketu, placed in Anuradha Nakshatra within Scorpio. This is an emotionally intense, karmically complex, and spiritually charged placement. The seventh house is where we learn how we give and receive love, what we seek in a partner, and what we unconsciously project. With Ketu here, Tahira's journey in relationships is marked by deep soul memory, emotional pruning, and an instinctive pull towards substance over surface. Ketu, the South Node, represents what the soul has already known, where we come from, what we're ready to release, and where we are being asked to transcend. In the seventh house, it suggests that Tahira has carried many lifetimes of relational depth, emotional bonds, and perhaps even sacrifice. This lifetime, however, is about letting go of dependency or emotional entanglement in relationships and discovering self-possession through relationship, not because of it. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, is the nakshatra of devotion, loyalty, and cosmic friendship. It seeks sacred union, but only through trials that purify attachment. In Scorpio, it adds emotional depth, psychological complexity, and a magnetic pull toward partnerships that are transformative, even if not long-lasting. Tahira is not drawn to shallow connection. She seeks relationships that touch the soul, awaken her shadow, and mirror her unspoken truths. This placement activates the mystic reformer archetypal blend. Tahira does not idealize partnership. She transmutes through it. Her relationships may arrive karmically loaded, intense, consuming, catalytic. But they're not meant to complete her. They're meant to strip away illusion. She's here to dissolve outdated emotional contracts, outgrow past life bonds, and enter partnerships with conscious sovereignty. And while she may yearn for depth and intimacy, she is simultaneously learning to not lose herself in others. Psychologically, this can create an oscillation between craving closeness and withdrawing into solitude. Ketu often blurs the boundary between devotion and detachment. Tahira may form powerful bonds, but struggle with sustaining them once the karmic work feels done. She might feel a sense of déjà vu in relationships or an unspoken grief that emerges without a clear source. There can also be a pattern of attracting wounded or emotionally intense partners, those who awaken parts of her that are healing. But as she matures, her ability to see through people's facades becomes a gift. She learns not to fear endings or emotional storms, but to move through them with grace and clarity. When integrated, this placement becomes quietly profound. Through the mystic reformer lens, Tahira learns to engage with others not from need, but from presence. Her love becomes an act of spiritual refinement. Her devotion is no longer about fusion, it's about resonance. And in the spaces between longing and letting go, she discovers a kind of union that is sacred, sovereign, and soul-aligned. Eighth house. Transformation, depth, and the hidden architecture of power. Sun and Mercury, in Uttara Ashada and Purva Ashada nakshatras, Sagittarius Tahira's eighth house, the domain of transformation, shared energy, deep intimacy, and the mysteries that lie beneath surface life, is lit by the presence of both the Sun and Mercury, placed in Uttara Ashada and Purva Ashada nakshatras, within the expansive and truth-seeking sign of Sagittarius. This house is not about ease. It's about evolution. And with these two planets here, Tahira is wired for deep inquiry, radical honesty, and the intellectual processing of emotional intensity. The Sun, as the self, placed in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Sun itself, brings a strong moral compass and a quietly authoritative presence to her inner world. Uttara Ashada is the star of enduring victory, success that comes not from show, but from integrity and perseverance. In the eighth house, this sun gives Tahira the capacity to hold space for transformation, not just her own, but others. She doesn't shy away from taboo, loss, or intensity. In fact, she may even feel most herself when standing inside emotional or psychological complexity. Mercury in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, adds a layer of elegance, expression, and poetic thinking to her understanding of life's deeper themes. Purva Ashada brings emotional conviction and a philosophical fire. Mercury here makes the Hera's mind drawn to psychology, mysticism, spiritual teaching, or soul-level storytelling. She may speak with depth, write with precision, or mentally dissect hidden motives, always seeking to illuminate what lies beneath. Her language becomes a healing tool in dark places. Together, these placements activate the reformer sage archetype. The Hera is not content with superficial truths. She's here to dig, to question, to turn over inherited narratives, and rebuild something more aligned with soul-level truth. In private, she may be intensely introspective, processing layers of emotion, seeking meaning through endings, and transmuting pain into insight. Others may come to her during crises, not because she fixes, but because she understands. Psychologically, the eighth house can be a storm of vulnerability and power. With the Sun and Mercury here, the Hera may have an early relationship with secrecy, trust, or emotional boundaries. She may learn through loss, betrayal, or sudden shifts that force her to redefine safety, not as something external, but as something cultivated within. This makes her both emotionally resilient and intellectually incisive. The challenge? Over-intellectualizing emotional pain. With Mercury's need to analyze and the Sun's pride in Sagittarius, there can be a tendency to explain feelings rather than feel them. She may use truth as armor, offering wisdom while bypassing her own rawness, but real power lies in allowing both the mess and the meaning to coexist. When harmonized, this house becomes her sacred forge. Through the reformer sage archetype, the Hera emerges as someone whose light doesn't just shine, it reveals. She's capable of guiding others through dark nights, not because she escaped them, but because she walked through them with wisdom in one hand and honesty in the other. Her presence is both fire and medicine, burning what's false and healing what remains. Ninth house, higher knowledge, belief systems, and the quest for inner truth. Mars and Venus in Dhanishta and Shravana nakshatras, Capricorn Thahara's ninth house, the domain of philosophy, belief systems, spiritual authority, and life-expanding experiences, is occupied by both Mars and Venus, placed in Dhanishta and Shravana nakshatras, within Capricorn. This is a house of vision and wisdom, and with these two planets here, Thahara's path to higher knowledge is both strategic and refined. She isn't just a seeker of truth, she is a builder of it. Her beliefs are not abstract, they are lived, applied, and structured into the core of her daily reality. Mars in Dhanishta, ruled by Mars itself, lends a rhythm of action and ambition to her philosophical life. Dhanishta is the drumbeat of cosmic timing. It understands the value of aligned movement. Thahara's beliefs are not born of pure contemplation. They come through experience, action, and moments of disciplined self-assertion. She may feel a strong drive to defend what she knows to be true and is likely to challenge teachers, traditions, or authorities that lack integrity. Her spiritual growth is linked to doing, not just thinking. Venus, in Shravana, ruled by the moon, adds a softer tone of listening, observation, and devotional refinement. Shravana is the star of sacred sound. It listens to the truth beneath the noise. Here, Venus gives Thahara a deep love for wisdom that feels beautiful, language that carries healing, and learning that inspires peace. She may be drawn to spiritual music, storytelling, sacred texts, or teachings that blend heart and logic. Her beliefs are relational. She wants to connect through values, to build harmony through shared understanding. This pairing evokes the visionary diplomat archetype. The Hera doesn't push beliefs on others, but she stands by her principles with strength and calm clarity. She has the rare ability to debate and still maintain grace. Her mind seeks systems of knowledge that are not only coherent, but also compassionate, truths that elevate without dividing. In her presence, people may feel both challenged and comforted. She may be a teacher, guide, or cultural bridge, even informally, helping others reconcile structure with soul. Psychologically, this ninth house suggests a journey of learning how to balance will and receptivity in the realm of belief. Mars wants conviction. Venus wants harmony. The Hera may struggle internally when her values create friction with her cultural or family traditions. At times, she may overcompensate, either by asserting too strongly or by softening too much to avoid conflict. But over time, her mastery lies in her discernment, knowing when to stand firm and when to simply listen. She may also carry karmic experiences with mentors, teachers, or belief systems. Her spiritual evolution may involve periods of deep allegiance followed by necessary departures, times when she must leave behind what once inspired her in order to keep growing. And through those cycles, her beliefs become not dogma, but discipline, a rhythm she lives by, rather than a banner she waves. When integrated, this ninth house becomes a path of embodied wisdom. Through the visionary diplomat lens, Thahira becomes a bridge between action and awareness, tradition and insight. She teaches not just by speaking, but by being. Her beliefs do not need validation, because they've been tested, lived, and refined in the furnace of real life. And in the quiet conviction of her walk, others are invited to rise into their own truth. 10th house, public role, professional dharma, and structured influence. Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Aquarius Thahira's 10th house, the realm of career, responsibility, legacy, and public visibility, is occupied by Saturn, placed in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra within Aquarius. This is a weighty, karmically significant, and purpose-driven placement. The 10th house shows how we are perceived by the world, what kind of work we are here to do, and how we express leadership. With Saturn here, Thahira's vocation is not casual. It's crafted over time, through discipline, emotional maturity, and a deep call to serve something larger than herself. Saturn, in Aquarius, is in its own sign, amplifying its authority, structure, and long-range vision. Aquarius brings in themes of social progress, collective systems, and intellectual reform. Thahira's leadership style is unlikely to be loud or self-promoting. It's systemic. She is here to build what lasts, to lead through frameworks and ethics, and to leave behind structures that support others well beyond her direct influence. Whether in science, education, reform, or healing, her career path likely involves responsibility for people, processes, or ideas that matter. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, brings a mystical and visionary edge to this placement. It's the bridge between structure and surrender, the builder's last breath before transcendence. Saturn here gives Thahira an internal code. She may not always explain why she does what she does, but it's always grounded in something timeless and morally anchored. Her professional influence comes from depth, not flash. She might take longer to rise, but when she does, her presence is quietly unshakable. This placement activates the architect-mystic archetype. Thahira is someone who builds from the inside out. Her work is spiritual, even when it looks administrative. It's transformative, even when it appears procedural. She likely has a talent for designing systems, organizing people, and managing crises, but she does it with a visionary's eye. Others may not see her working, but they feel the shift when she's around. She leads through impact, not attention. Psychologically, this placement often brings early pressure to achieve. Thahira may have taken on responsibilities from a young age or felt that her worth was tied to productivity. She may battle with inner questions like, am I doing enough? Or will this work mean something? There could also be a slow-burning fear of failure because Saturn doesn't offer shortcuts. It demands mastery through process. Her challenge is learning not to carry the weight of the world alone. With Aquarius's focus on systems and Saturn's stoicism, she may isolate herself emotionally while delivering excellence externally. But her growth lies in trusting that she doesn't need to suffer to be significant. Boundaries, collaboration, and rest are also part of legacy building. When integrated, this placement becomes profound. Through the architect-mystic lens, Thahira becomes a quiet revolution in motion. Her work brings reform, her presence brings order, and her career becomes a vessel for wisdom. She doesn't just chase success, she defines what meaningful contribution looks like. And in doing so, she earns not just respect, but reverence.